Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Welcome to another segment of Khoj Gurbani's Sab of the Day. We continue with our recitation from the composition of the fifth Guru, Guru Arjan, in Rag Asa. And the composition, as we've noted before, consists of a salok followed by four chants. And because if we do all of them together, the Shabad becomes a bit long and would go beyond our 10-minute, 15-minute limit, we've broken it up into individual chants. So today we will be reciting the third chant. But before I do that, the salok is essential. We should understand what is being said here. That's the essential message. And the salok is as follows. Ban ban phirti khojti hari bah avagahe nanak pete sad jab har paya man mahe. So despite much searching from jungle to forest, we have actually failed to seize the essence of avagahe, which is to really search, but not being able to seize, not being able to catch what the essence is. And that is the search. Nanak's advice, Nanak pete sad jab. When you surrender yourself, the ego, to the sad, to guru consciousness, which is the mediating agency for wisdom, it is only then that you discover that all of this wandering outside really amounts to nothing, because the har, the thing that is being searched for, the essence that is being looked for, is actually within the mind. Nanak pete sad jab. When you do that, when you surrender the ego, what you find in its place within har paya man mahe, within the mind. And then in the first chant, Sudha the Guru is actually listing out various categories of seekers, deities, natural elements, what have you, saying that at bottom, we are all in this search, willy-nilly, whether we know it or not, because there is a separation, a primal separation that is woven into our structure. By our very structure, we are looking. So then he lists out the munis, the tapis, the gyanis, and then the surs, the gandharvs, the ragis, the nadis, what have you. But each time he cautions us by saying, Dayal Lal Gobind Nanak Mil Hoye Gate. So, Sad Sangat Mil Udhar. That's where the crux of the matter is. It is about self-knowledge. It is about wisdom that is innate to us. So in the third chant, which we will recite today, he is talking about, having talked about, quote, Bisan Sankar Jatadhar Sur Sid Gun Gandharb, quote, Indra Anek Deva, all the deities that we are familiar with. He now comes to millions of goddesses, invisible elements. So let's see how he narrates this. The narration. Kot Devi ja ko sev hai, Lakhmi anik paati. Millions of goddesses worship you. Worship you meaning they're looking, they're searching. There is this yearning. Gupt prakat ja ko aradhai. Gupt, what is invisible. And pragat, what is visible. Invisible air is invisible, the elements that are not visible, the elements that are visible, immaterial, material reality is all seeking for that union. Nakhatra sasiyara surdhyaven, the stars, the moon, the sun, dhyaven. You see, this description has a dual connotation. On the one hand, there is a yearning, and the yearning follows a certain course. They are all walking in the will of that Har, that Creator. We are all moving in accordance with that will. Nakhatyara sasyara suratnyavah basuddha gagana gavahin, the earth, the sky. Sagal khani, sagal bani, sada sadatyavahin. Sagal khani, all forms of life that come out of the wombs. Gurbani identifies, like a lot of the other scriptures, four sources, four forms of human life. They are all following instructions but yearning at the same time. Simrit Puran Chaturveda, the four Vedas, the Shastras, the Puranas, the Smritis, Khat Shastra, the six philosophies, they are all motivated in your search. And in the end, however, Patita Pavan, Pagat Vachal, Nanak Miliya Sangh Sate, the search is for the Har who is described as Patit Pavan, the purifier, the lifter. Because if you recall, in the Saluk, the requirement is to give up the ego. The ego is the mala, so to speak, the dirt, the distortion that has to be purified. So Patit Pavan Pagat Vachal, it is through bhakti, through devotion. None of these methods, none of these searchings and wanderings are going to matter. What matters is that the Patita Pavan, the savior, the lifter of the fallen, is looking for our love, our devotion, because it is devoted to us. So it is only in devotion, in servitude, which is bhakti. Bhakti also means participation. We have to participate in this universe like all of these entities that were mentioned. They are participating, performing their action as required. So we have to participate in this universe, in this life, make it a better place, and be devoted. Envision, have a vision. So that's the third chant. Tomorrow we'll do the fourth chant and conclude the Shabad. Until then, Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.